I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. In years past, people used to keep little scientific diaries of, you know, how much rainfall, when they saw the first robin of the year.
And right.
There's been a lot of scientific data extracted from these diaries over the years.
Right.
What does a person do these days if they want to become involved in data gathering?
There are a lot of opportunities, especially insect-related scientific research through citizen science projects. BioBlitzes are an activity where naturalists, scientists, and students and volunteers get together for a 24-hour or 30-hour period in one place, and they attempt to catalog as many different species in that given place at that given time. And it's just a snapshot, but oftentimes it's the first opportunity that a national park or a state forest or a city park has to get the first listing of the species that are under their management. The very first BioBlitz that I became involved with was the 2002 Virginia BioBlitz at Pocahontas State Park. The last big BioBlitz that I did was the 2006 Potomac Gorge BioBlitz, which is a cooperative effort between the National Park Service and the Nature Conservancy. I helped to coordinate 140 people, and we cataloged over 1,000 species in that weekend. There are other groups, too. If you go online, you can find Monarch Watch. These are people that are tracking monarch butterflies as they come up from Mexico. And they're also watching when the monarchs in late summer and fall start flying back toward Mexico. And there are people that are creating way stations, planting milkweeds and putting together vegetation that's attractive to monarch butterflies. There's a group called the Lost Ladybug Project looking for the nine-spotted ladybug, which used to be very widespread, but now it's virtually disappeared. People are looking for these beetles and photographing them and sending in information when they find them, which is of great interest to conservationists and entomologists. There's another project that the National Geographic Society is sponsoring to help map the populations of periodical cicadas, and people are calling in or writing in with their observations or emergences of periodical cicadas, and those go on a map, and it helps scientists to plot out the different broods or populations of cicadas as they emerge year after year.
I suppose there are other opportunities for climatology and birding.
Birding and gardening are the two most popular nature activities in this country, and the birders have led the way in documenting nesting sites, migration sightings, and so on. And we're now starting to see these kinds of activities as they relate to insects, monarchs being one example of a migratory insect. There are also migratory dragonflies. Birders have noticed these flights of these insects that are now including their observations of these animals along with their birding activities.
I'm going to start counting stink bugs.
You may find yourself counting a lot of stink bugs. Stink bugs are going to be a big one this year. Although, one of my Facebook people has offered to provide me with a recipe for stink bug tacos. He says they're fabulous.
Yes, I'm sure they are. Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.